Well, hello there, partners, and I trust that your week has gone really well and that you're getting ready for a powerful weekend as you receive this message from me. This month, we are looking at embracing the mystery of the gospel. And on my first week that I shared with you, I was sharing that I had received a book from Joshua Mills called Seven Divine Mysteries. So I wanted to share a few things out of his book and his themes. And so his second mystery that he's written in his book is that what you say creates a way. And I think that is amazing because the way the kingdom is set up is voice activated. It's a voice activated kingdom. And I think that's a cool picture in the day that we're living in because of, you know, the different technical things that we have in our home, like, and in our vehicle, like Siri. You can just tell Siri to give you directions to a place, or, you know, you can, you know, tell your computer to set the alarm. You know, you can do all kinds of things. It's voice activated though. So those commands are given and fulfilled because of voice activation. But the original voice activation began with God. And of course, he voice activated the whole creation of mankind by speaking the worlds into existence. And he's given us the power because he made us in his image and likeness, and he's taught us how to proclaim his word out, to bring creative ability through our words. So what you say makes the way, right? What we say is going to create. So we want to be careful what we say. This is a mystery. I don't know if we as believers really use this benefit that we have in the kingdom. We have this benefit of being able to create with God and even create environments through our words. You can change the environment even in a home by starting to speak just positive blessings and scriptures. And, you know, it's nice to oftentimes put the word on in your home as well, because that spoken word is so powerful. So this week, I just want to encourage you to meditate on the mystery of what you create with your words, because your words, what you say makes a way. And so you can move mountains with your words. Jesus said, whoever speaks to this mountain, whoever says to it, be taken up and moved and cast into the sea, it will happen. But the secret there, the mystery, is that it has to be spoken. And so let's just really rejoice in the Lord today and speak creative words that are born of the Spirit of God, and speak words that will create an environment of heavenly glory. So God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And thank you again for all your love, all your faithful prayers, and your support. Blessings.